Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that's wacky. It went over to my right ear.
It's nutty,
weird.
Isn't it?
It's crazy. Yeah. Did it do it on purpose or does it hate me?
Yeah, just at the end there, it goes over to one channel.
Doesn't make any sense to me. I digress. It is time for the FCC required legal ID. Andy is on the board. Good luck.
Thank you very much. This morning, though, the pressure is not on me. The pressure is on Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot.
What?
Nice.
100.3, the sound is KSWD, FM and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock. And if you don't like the way that I sing, then you can kiss my... Oh, never mind.
Was that the fall or the wreck of the Andrea Doria?
Okay,
just making sure.
Andrea Funny. Doria.
Well, we are action-packed today. Chick on the street joins us. Katie comes in. She is doing a couple of things. One, she is preparing to go to Coachella, which she will be there all day tomorrow morning reporting on whatever she sees here on the program. So today, first, she's going to eat it so you don't have to. And then there is this new thing for women at Coachella because there's so many people and so few bathrooms.
Yeah. 400,000 people and three portalettes.
Yeah.
So there is this cone funnel thing that the ladies can stand right there amongst the crowd while watching a show and pee in this cone and it soaks it up. So we're going to check it today. Katie will pee in it so we can see if it actually functions and works. Katie does it so you don't have to. We're looking for this. Gina had this yesterday, then we lost it. It is a bagpipe drum medley of classic rock hits.
It's amazing, and I am finding it right now.
Sports with Todd. My buddy Swampy, this is the guy who created Phineas and Ferb. He's got a charitable event coming up. He's bringing Scott Kahn in to help promote it. We have, and I'm a little worried about this, we have a You Hate to Hear It. And I know that Gina threw up on Adam Carolla's show the other day.
Yep.
So I don't know that this is going to be quite that. I don't know exactly what Adam did or said to make you puke, but this
It was puke worthy.
Oh yeah, Andy heard it.
I listened to it. It wasn't. Yeah.
So I think you'll be okay. I don't think this is going to knock you down, but it is another round of You Hate to Hear It. Barry Manilow is what everybody's talking about. We have my very favorite story of the day, and it may be of the week. We had a first happen right here in Los Angeles last night. And when was the last time we said the name Jack Nicklaus? We say it for good reason. All revealed today, Thursday. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Mark in the Morning, huh? Well, I wonder why Mark hasn't called his old friend. Now, in Shawshank, that was different. He didn't have a phone back then. But now that he's got access to a telephone, I'm wondering why he won't call his old friend Morgan. Maybe it's because he's jealous of me. Now, he told me that I could be on his show any time, any place. And here he is on 100.3 The Sound, and I haven't even gotten a call. Mark, I'd love to be on the show. Please call me.
Wow.
That is too good. Well, Andy brought it up, so why don't we enjoy for just a moment one of the great songs of all time.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could
tell. I didn't bring this one up.
Do you not like this song?
I do.
You have no soul.
Sure, it's beautiful.
No, I don't like the vibe I'm getting.
No. He's strumming my heart with his fingers.
Whatever the hell that means.
He's killing me softly with his song.
That I believe.
And I will never be set free. As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see.
So, today I am not my usual self, I'll be honest. You know, saying it will help. And the reason is I didn't have a great day yesterday. I went to the doctor. And I'm that guy that I go to the doctor once a year. You know, she listens to my heart, tells me to take a deep breath, bangs around on a couple of things, and goes, "All your numbers look great with your blood work. Bye. I'll see you in a year." Well, not yesterday. Apparently, my cholesterol is tweaked up enough for her to say, "I'd like you to take a pill." So now I have to take a cholesterol pill. And,
statin.
You know, I was...
Lipitor, that
Crestor. Kind of
thing. It's actually... It's not a full pill. It's only to help in one particular area. So it's lesser than a thing.
Okay.
And so then, apparently, the numbers on my prostate tweaked up enough for her to say, "Like you to go to a urologist. Let's just double check that." So, great. So I'm driving home. This is on my mind. I've never really had that before.
Mm-hmm.
What else should happen?
No.
Pulled over for speeding. The cop comes up to my car and he goes, "Sir, you were traveling 50 in a 35. Is there a reason that you might have been speeding?" And I just said, "I had a really bad checkup at the doctor."
Oh,
and he goes, "Well, what's wrong?" And I said, "Prostate. I got to take a pill for another thing." And he goes, "That's too bad." And I gave him my license and my thing. "I'll be right back." So I'm just sitting there knowing, all right, going to get a ticket. Going to get a ticket here. He sits in there for 5 minutes. He finally walks back up to me and he goes, "I'm not going to make your day any worse. Just slow down if you would. We've had some complaints. I'll see you soon."
Wow.
Let me off. Let me off. And I wasn't even really trying. I was being honest. He asked me the question and I answered it.
Right.
So when in doubt with the cops, be honest.
Did you show him some chest? Did you unbutton your shirt too a little bit?
Did you say, "I can tell by your expression that I'm kidding"? You know, my mom pulled one, which is a classic legend in our family, and it was by not being honest. And I have to tell you, I've done it once or twice. She pulled through a grocery store parking lot to get around traffic and got pulled over, you know, because you can't cut through. And they go, "Ma'am, why did you do that?" She's going to kill me for saying this. Immediately started crying, thought quickly, and goes, "Oh, I wanted to go stop at the grocery store for ice cream, but then I remembered I'm too fat."
Wow,
and my mom is a slender lady, so clearly it was probably someone with emotional problems, and he let her go.
That's awesome.
He
let her go.
I talked my way out of a ticket once. One time. Mm. I was driving up I-65 in Indiana, going way too fast.
Mm.
And I get pulled over, and I'm just thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to pay this ticket, and I have no money to pay this ticket. The state trooper gets up to the window, and before he gets up there, I'm just, you know, rubbing my eyes and, you know, back of my neck and giving a show. He gets up there, and before he gets a chance to say anything, I say, "Officer, I don't think I've ever been so happy to see an officer of the law in all my life." He said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Yeah, I go to Purdue, and I was pulling all-nighters, and I just wanted to see my family this weekend and get down to see them and drive back and get back up in time to get my homework done before class tomorrow. And I can't help but think that if you wouldn't have pulled me over, you know, what might have happened? I need some coffee." And
you did distraught Andy.
Yeah, I lied, and it worked. Out of the goodness of his heart, it worked. He said, it came back, you know, checked my, made sure I wasn't a one in seven
felon.
States. Right. Came back and handed me my ID and said, "You don't have to appear. You don't have to pay a fine, but you do have to slow your vehicle down to 55 miles per hour in my state."
All right. Now I've got one other cop story I'm going to share, but I'm going to do it after Peter Frampton, because obviously the one that we know, Show Me the Way, we know the live version from Frampton Comes Alive. That's the one. Well, the reason that he did it in that particular concert is because there is a studio version of it.
Right.
And if you've never heard it, check this out. Peter Frampton, studio version of Show Me the Way. So that is my first time to hear that version. I think if I heard multiple visits with it, but the live version is so ingrained in my brain that it's kind of hard to shake that for now. So I liked it, and I think that I could really like it once I've heard it a few more times. Let's quickly go to Sean on the phones. He's called us from Oxnard. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Mark. What's going on, you sexy dude?
Hang it out. Got my hands in my pants.
Excellent. I hope you're at least wearing some today. So I got a joke for you about a speeding.
Okay.
This old man, 75-year-old man, goes to the dealership, finally gets a dream car, Chevrolet Corvette, top of the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
old man's so happy, bulls out of the dealerships, lighting the tires on fire, blows by a state trooper. See the state trooper light him up, and hold on, I'm parking my big rig right now, I'll stand by. Blows by the state trooper, and the state trooper lights him up, and he hammers it. Old man does like 170 miles an hour. And he goes, wait a minute, I'm too old for this stuff. So the old man pulls off to the side of the road, waits for the cop to show up. State trooper walks up to the old man, looks at him in the brand new car, and goes, sir, it's Friday. I got 30 minutes left on my shift. If you can give me an excuse why you were speeding, I'll let you go. And the old man looks at him and goes, sir, a couple years ago, my wife left me for a state trooper, and I thought you were bringing her back. The state trooper smiled and said, have a nice day.
Now, did I hear you say you drive an 18-wheeler?
Yes, sir.
All right, blow the horn for me. Nice. Who do you drive for?
I work for Ahern Rentals. I haul heavy equipment like booms and scissor lifts.
Cool. And so you have to, I'm assuming you have that big tractor thing on the back where you can unload that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Mine's a Landall, so the back of the tail of the trailer folds down to the ground. And like right now, I have a 125-foot boom lift on my back.
Wow.
That's fun. That's cool. Married with kids?
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
You married with kids?
Yes, sir. Married, and I have my first one, and he's, what is it now? 8 months old.
Oh, wow. Hey, congratulations.
Well, yeah. You know what?
And
you
Mark's and the right, man. What am I thinking?
You don't like sleep, huh?
Oh, dude, I don't get no sleep. Because actually, he's a good sleeper, but the wife works, and I usually get home around noon because I start at midnight usually.
Wow.
And I get home at noon, and I got to watch the kid all day until the wife gets home around 5:45, and I got to jump into bed and wake up at 10 o'clock to come back to work again.
Mark, assuming this guy will ever have another free minute in his life, sure love to give him something from the booty box.
Absolutely.
My dear, sweet. I know you don't get a lot of time off, and I don't know if you're at the babysitter stage, but if I could send you to either a Van Halen show, Brian Wilson, or Fish, I would sure love to do that.
Van Halen, man, yeah!
You got it. What's your pleasure, the Hollywood Bowl or Verizon Wireless Amphitheater?
I got to do the bowl. Like, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, and I'd love to go.
This is going
to
be great, and by the time the show rolls around October 2nd, you'll be ready to... That kid will be able to stay home by himself. A pair of tickets...
That's what Grandma and Grandpa's for.
Yeah, the tickets are on sale now. You and your lady are going for free.
Now, Sean,
that's cool. Thank y'all very much.
Let me give you a hint, a tip about the Hollywood Bowl. It is one of the more awesome places to sit and watch a concert in all of Los Angeles. However, the parking is a nightmare because it's so old. Their parking system is antiquated. And I know that money is tight, but here's my thought. If you can scrap together, there's a Holiday Inn right about a half a mile down the road from the Holiday Inn. So check me out. You get a babysitter. Obviously, Grandma and Grandpa are going to do it. You and the wife get a room, knock boots that afternoon, and then when it's time for the show, you just walk up to the Hollywood Bowl, and when you're done, you walk back to your hotel room.
Yeah, 10-4. I used to, because I'm at Oxnard Yard. My yard used to be in Pacoima, my other company, or the same company, but just a different yard. Mm-hmm. And I used to deliver all the equipment for the studios, and I used to go to the Hollywood Bowl and drop scissor lifts off there. Oh, yeah, right. Dude, it's gnarly stupid there.
Yeah, so if you can find the cash, get you a room, and you and the wife really spread out and enjoy each other.
10-4.
We go back to the point that he said 10-4?
Yeah, if we didn't know what you did for a living before, boy, howdy do we do now.
Sean, if I ever...
No, I love it.
That's awesome.
If I ever need an 18-wheeler for anything, you're going to come to my aid.
Oh, yes, sir. That's not a problem.
Sean, can I ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. A very important question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Who is the best trucking song singer of all time?
See, that's hard for me to tell you that because I'm a rock and roller.
Right.
See, like, it was in the middle of the night when I'm cruising up the 101 to Santa Maria or wherever the hell I'm going, I blast Metallica and Led Zeppelin.
Nice. All right.
It's kind of hard, but I like to get Johnny Cash every now and again, though.
So, yeah, like an I've Been Everywhere, that might work. So there's no Red Sovine Phantom 309 for you.
Come on
back to Teddy Bear.
A gray squirrel.
No Convoy.
Yeah, buddy. That's like the best one, probably, if you want to go
CW
that
old. CW McCall, I'm telling you.
Sean, the best to you, my friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Of course, man. Love you guys.
All right, gonna put you on hold. You talk to Jackie. Real quickly, a cop story. I had moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. At that time, it was the hottest radio station I'd ever worked for, 62 WRJZ. They were so hot that if you drove the station van anywhere, people would honk their horns and wave, and it was huge. And so I had only been there about a month, and I got invited to a party. Mm-hmm. It was a Saturday night, so I went to the party, and I ate a brownie. Thinking nothing. Okay. No, all right. No. So I got really almost sick to my stomach and really dizzy. So I left. I get in my car, and I'd only been there a month, so I had not changed the Alabama plates on my car to Tennessee yet. And so I'm driving, and I can't even see, and I pull off on the side of the road, and I'm just going to close my eyes and try to get this together. Cop pulls up behind me. Oy. And I see, because he put the lights on, and he's walking, and I'm going to jail. I'm going to go to jail. But I thought swiftly, remembering that I hadn't changed my plates yet. And he goes, "Is there a problem?" And I said, "Well, I've been driving from Alabama going through to Virginia, and I got really tired, and I just pulled off the freeway to get a little shut-eye." And he goes, "That's cool. Just make sure that if you try to exit the vehicle, you look both ways. Have a good night."
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That could have been bad. That could have been really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moral of the story here, I think, is deception is your best bet.
It's true. And by the way, speaking of which, my mom texted 5 seconds after I told that story and said, "By the way, it was a Dairy Queen."
All right, now we're going to do some business. Gina's going to trend in a minute, and I want to hear from Andy because yesterday was a very exciting day for him. So
it's pretty good.
Listen, it's what I've always said. It's the simple stuff that's the most exciting. So.
There are some developments that you're not even aware of.
Oh, my God.
All right, so stand by. We're going to find out what made Andy's day yesterday. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Name the group.
Sam and Dave. No.
Junior Walker. The All-Stars. Welcome back in. This is Mark in the Morning.
Are you going to pass that doobie or what?
Is that a joint, man?
A Florida guy gave new meaning to the phrase smoking a butt. He submitted to a strip search by cops. He had a coughing fit, which allowed a large bag of marijuana to pop out of his butt.
Oh, man. Does he know that's not where you put it when you're trying to get stoned?
I don't know what it is. I love stories where people put things in their butt, and I just can't resist them. I try to hold myself to two a week.
Then you know what? We need to get an ER doctor in here because I'm sure they have some stories for you. And one in a million chance, Doc. Don't know how it happened.
Now, yesterday was the day for each day this week. Andy has been saying, "I can't wait for Wednesday. My weed whacker is coming. Yep. It's going to be great. I'm way too excited." Mm-hmm. So yesterday was the day.
Yep. I got home yesterday, and what's waiting on my doorstep? Brown brought me something nice. Yeah, it's a Black & Decker. It's 20 volt. It's cordless. Mm-hmm. Got the thing put together, and then I had to let the batteries
charge up.
Was that so hard to do?
Well, yeah. I really wanted to get out there and just go at it right then.
Weeds.
But luckily for me, there has been a bookshelf for my son's bedroom from Pottery Shop, Pottery Barn
Pottery
Kids.
Pottery Barn, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And,
excuse me.
It's lovely. It really is nice. It's the Cameron in plain white. Cream white. And I got the joy of assembling that and putting that in his room. So a pretty exciting day.
No question about it.
Pretty exciting day for me.
I wish I'd been there.
Oh, and then I guess I buried the lead. A little bit later, I did get the chance. Once the battery had charged up, I went out and did, I'm going to say, 20 to 25 feet of lawn edging. And it looks... wow.
You know,
fantastic.
My day doesn't compare at all because after work, I just went and frolicked on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, why would you even try or attempt to meet the excitement of his weed whacker and putting together a shelf?
Can't be done.
Gina, it's the satisfaction of a job well done that you'll never get to experience.
Andy, I got a party with you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
If you want to know what's trending, here's Gina.
Well, this first story is just for me. The Golden Girls Lego set just got 10,000 votes it needs for Lego to consider it for production.
Wow.
Meanwhile, it's official. Kathy Bates is returning to American Horror Story. Showrunner Ryan Murphy confirmed the news that the actress will be back for FX's anthology's fifth season called American Horror Story Hotel. And here's what's trending in sports. A 12-year-old boy tied for first place out of 11.5 million people in ESPN's March Madness Tournament Challenge. Now, here's the problem. The contest limits entrance to being 18 years or over, but Sam used his father's email address, so they're hoping that's going to count for the big prize. I think it's $20,000 at Best Buy. So good luck to this little guy. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, Mr. Eric Clapton. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Mr. Eric Clapton, Mark Thompson, Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado, Danny, and Mikey bringing you a Thursday show. Thursday. Later on, we got my friend Swampy. He created Phineas and Ferb. He's got a big charitable event. He's bringing Scott Kahn in here with him. We got a You Hate to Hear It, plus my favorite story possibly of the week. I don't want to oversell it, but it's really, really good.
All right.
So you'll remember that Prince Andrew was in some trouble.
Right.
31-year-old Virginia Roberts had claimed that when she was 17, she was offered to Prince Andrew as a sex slave by billionaire friend Jeffrey Epstein. A Florida judge has ruled that the sex abuse allegations against the prince must be struck from the public record.
What?
That means you must forget it.
Yep.
You have to forget that you ever heard about it.
Doesn't exist. Never happened. Expunged. Never happened.
Wow.
And I know this one because of Mikey. This is pretty funny. L.A.-based street artist Plastic Jesus, famous for his cocaine-snorting Oscar statue, got annoyed because he was held up in traffic recently by a paparazzi scrum surrounding one another, waiting for one of the Kardashian sisters to leave a shop. So he decided to do something about it. The artist has created several signs, which he has bolted to other signs and notices around Melrose, Robertson, and elsewhere. It says, "No Kardashian parking at any time."
Yeah. Uncle Mark?
Yes.
We did this one yesterday.
So sorry. Did you do it in trending?
Yeah. He tunes out.
Yeah, it's all right.
He was doing his taxes
yesterday.
That's
his potty break.
When I don't have to listen, I don't.
Wow. Is it time for me to talk? Behind the scenes, pulling the curtain back. What happens in between when you're listening to songs? Mark is saying, is it time for me to talk?
When do I get to talk? Why am I not talking?
That was okay. I'm now going to do my impression of both Gina and Andy. It's not a voice impression. It's words that they hear. First, Gina. I love everything I'm hearing from everyone who's saying it.
I do say that, yeah.
And
I can't wait.
And
this is
Andy.
Like Christmas.
When's that pizza going to get here? What time? Where's that pizza?
He is listening.
Andy's capsule is about 10 minutes away. All of you, stay right where you are. Plus, we're going to come back and talk to Michael. He has called from Encino. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So good. Soak it up.
Want some barbecue?
When's that barbecue gonna get here?
When's that barbecue?
Welcome back in. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Let's go to Michael. He is called from Encino. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Skid Marky Mark, your radio dog. I was going by your advice and been your one of your walking billboards. A good friend of mine, he's a sports radio guy, but I've turned him on to your show, and he'd like to do a joke for you in case he could get Van Halen tickets.
All right. I hope the joke is good. We're a little tough on the judgment, but good luck. Here now with a joke going for Van Halen is Michael from Encino.
No, this is Jerome, my friend, who I turned on to your show.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Over to you.
All right.
Here you go. Mark. Yeah. How you doing, Mark?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I just learned about your show. I'm a sports talk show fan. I listen to 710 and 530.
Well, I'm looking forward to your joke.
Okay, here we go. A couple of drunks stagger out of a bar, and as they weave and stumble their way home, they see a big old dog licking its genitals. One of the drunks says to the other, "Man, I wish I could do that." The other drunk squints at the big beast and says to his pal, "Maybe if you pet him nice, he'll let you."
My brother, you are going to go see Van Halen. Here's Gina.
Thank you.
You got it, my dear. Would you rather go to the Hollywood Bowl or Verizon Wireless Amphitheater?
The Hollywood Bowl, please.
All right. Well, I'm going to have one pair of tickets left now. My God, a pair of tickets to see Van Halen at the Hollywood Bowl, October 2nd. Tickets are on sale now. You are going for free.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon. So the fellow we just talked to, Michael, he has done exactly what I've been asking you to do. The billboards are going to be coming down soon, and because they're expensive. And so I'm asking you now, if you enjoy what it is that we're attempting to do in here, share that.
By the way, what is it we're attempting to do?
I have hijinks, monkey shines, and shenanigans.
All right, cool.
And so tell somebody that is a family friend member that you think is like-minded with you. Tell them. It's the most valuable thing that you can do for us and would really appreciate. You help us grow. We're a little baby show. We're trying to grow into something yet more, and it's going very well. Share what we're doing with a friend, just like Michael did, and he got Van Halen tickets.
Yeah, well.
We now, speaking of friends, we welcome in Sal Cerencioni. He joins us from New York City. What's up, Sal?
Oh, what a nightmare of a day this has been.
So we understand traffic was an issue for you.
Yeah, and I heard on the radio that it's National Transportation Day. Don't know where that is, but not here.
Now, was the traffic problems you had more than what you normally experience?
Yeah, it seems as though one of the things is that I guess today is all the ships are either coming into port or leaving.
Is it Fleet Week?
No, not cruise ships, cargo ships.
Oh.
So all the tractor trailers were backed up going into Bayonne. And so the complete right lane of the two-lane New Jersey Turnpike at that part was completely blocked, and they were doing construction in the left lane. So
traffic with Sal Cerencioni on the West Coast.
Yeah. All right, well, we're a little short on time, so let's jump right into it.
All right, the Rolling Stones. Now, we all know that they are reissuing a deluxe version of their Sticky Fingers album on May 26th. And shortly thereafter, on June 23rd, you will get From the Vault, The Marquee, live in 1971. This is coming out on DVD, Blu-ray, along with a CD packaged with it. This show was used to preview nearly half of the Sticky Fingers album, and it includes Brown Sugar, Dead Flowers, Bitch. The video also offers two alternate versions.
That was very, very inappropriate.
I'm sorry. This is like fifth grade. I'm sorry. This is Bitch.
It is funny when he says it. I don't know why.
Well, I love this, too. This is what I love about Sal. He goes, he doesn't say with a CD, with a CD. And he also goes, I saw it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the thing. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Well, so it contains Bitch, cue to laugh. The video also offers two alternate versions each of I Got the Blues and, once again, Bitch.
Go for the giggle at all times.
This is his best report yet.
All right, well, I am not alone. Frances Bean Cobain also thought her father's band sucked as well. We're talking about Nirvana. Maybe suck is a bit too strong, but the 22-year-old, she was interviewed for a Rolling Stone cover story about the upcoming documentary Montage of Heck. She says, "I don't really like Nirvana that much. Sorry, promotional people at Universal. I'm more into Mercury Rev, Oasis, Brian Jonestown Massacre. The grunge scene is not what I'm interested in." So there you go.
Well, I mean, at least she's being honest about it.
Yeah, she's being honest.
It's one of my favorite Sammy Hagar tunes.
And, well, you know, Sammy Hagar, he's been out of Van Halen now for, what, 20-some-odd years, or 20 years, I think it is. And he is once again bashing them, but I think he's actually justified in saying so. He just joins the choruses that claim that David Lee Roth's vocals on the new Van Halen live album, Tokyo Dome in Concert, are pretty bad. Matter of fact, Hagar says they are pretty rough, and wondering if there is anything worse that they can possibly do to their reputation and to the level of music of the band. What the heck are these guys thinking? He actually didn't say heck. I just tossed that one in there. So, and Hagar also
he
has
said,
a live
bitch.
Album. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
why go
bitch.
Back now? You're a cusser.
And Hagar has a live album coming out as well. It is called At Your Service. It will be out on May 19th. That's his album with The Circle, which is Jason Bonham on drums, Michael Anthony on bass, and Vic Johnson on guitar. And, of course, there are some Van Halen songs on there from Hagar's time in the band. And we'll wrap this up with Tom Petty. This is actually very interesting. He has remastered his catalog for high-resolution players, such as Neil Young's Pono. Petty went on his website, cut a little clip explaining exactly why he did this, and this is what he had to say.
High-res is actually a great thing. I think an MP3 is 5% of what I'm hearing here in the studio.
Wow.
So while I'm kicking my ass trying to give you the highest fidelity there is, I hate for you to miss out on that. I want you to be able to hear what I'm hearing when I'm producing the record for you.
So if you don't have a high-resolution player, you'll have to sink the money into that and then pay to download his catalog all over again so you could hear things that he's hearing that we apparently are not. So, there you go.
This man works for Premier Radio News and Prep. It is his service that I use to prepare not only this show, but my podcast programs, Mark and Linda and all the others. Sal is a buddy. Sal, I hope to see you soon. Linda and I were talking about a trip to New York.
Oh, well, that will be nice. I will be here waiting for you with a cake in hand or maybe a pie.
Sal, I'll tell you, now he took us to eat some pizza. We've been to a couple of spots. Sal knows the good. So if you're in New York, let me know. I'll let Sal know, and he'll just entertain you all week long.
Yeah, you have to come to Brooklyn, though. That's where the best pizza is.
Sal, the best to you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
And right now, we're going to jump both feet into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
This is the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Pop her open. There we go. It's April the 9th, Thursday, 2015. Mark, Gina, riddle me this. This date in 1974, who does a rock critic call, quote, rock and roll's future? Is it Kiss, Aerosmith, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, or Lynyrd Skynyrd? The answer awaits. Let's talk some guitarists first, though. Today, historically, is the day that Yardbirds guitarists keel over. Love their version of that. This day, 1966, Jeff Beck is playing with the Yardbirds in Marseille, France, and he keels right over, right there on stage. Then 11 years later, on this same day, former Yardbirds guitarist Jimmy Page is playing with Led Zeppelin in Chicago, where he proceeds to keel over, quote, food poisoning. I'm doing air quotes in the air. Food poisoning is what they call the culprit in that instance. Let me tell you a story about Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger. You're going to learn something you never knew before right now. Actually, I'm going to let Robbie tell you the story. This is the day in 1967 when the Doors play their first big show and for the first big audience, about 3,000 people at the old Aragon Ballroom, the Cheetah Club it's called, in Santa Monica, opening up for the Jefferson Airplane. Just so happens, Robbie stopped into the sound studios 3 years ago today, and I told him this was the anniversary of that and asked him what recollection he has of it. Check this out.
I remember that the Jefferson Airplane were playing with us, and they had a lot better amps than we did. So I always asked to borrow Yorma's amp, you know. Right. And they were nice. They were great guys. So they, oh, sure, you know. And so what happens? I blow his amp up.
You blew Yorma Kakana's
amp. Yeah.
Nice.
And I guess we had gone on first, so, you know, it was kind of embarrassing.
What did he do?
I forget whether I'm sure he scrounged up another one somewhere. But, you know, in those days, they didn't have, like, studio instrument rentals or something like that. So probably one of the fans had to go home and grab one and let him borrow it.
How great is that? A fan had to bring an amp for a Jefferson Airplane to play. Today in 1992, Van Halen fan Sean Pierce of Fort Smith, Arkansas, is arrested for drugs and alcohol. No, it's for his T-shirt. Let's see, it's an obscene T-shirt, at least according to the police. Van Halen had a recent tour stop in Little Rock. Let's see, 1992. Why would that have been obscene? That was their For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge tour. What was the acronym for that again? F-U... Ah, yeah. Now I see why they pulled him over. Guys in Van Halen offered to pay his legal fees if he got pinched for it, though. Okay, so... Here we go. Gina and Mark, as a hint, John Landau is the name of the writer who calls someone, quote, rock and roll's future. Is he talking about Kiss, Aerosmith, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, or Lynyrd Skynyrd? What do you say?
Go, Gina.
I'm going to go Queen.
Yeah, it's either Mercury or it's going to be the boss. I'll go Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen. Landau writes it in Boston's The Real paper. Quote, I have seen rock and roll's future, and his name is Bruce Springsteen. What's Bruce think about that? Well, he hires Landau as his manager and producer for the next 20 years.
Wow.
We're going to hire Bruce to play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You have found Mark in the Morning on Southern California's Classic Rock 100.3, The Sound.
Welcome back in, Mark in the Morning. Katie has joined us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right, so Katie's going to be eating it, so you don't have to. We've got a fun array of stuff. And then, in fact, when we come back, we're going to share with you the 10 things you have to have at Coachella, because Katie is going to Coachella.
Yep.
She'll be reporting from there tomorrow morning on whatever she sees. Now, there's not going to be much happening except people that have gone and camped out. They're going to be waking up and getting ready. But we're going to share that with you. But right now, I have, let me go back to where it is. Here we go. Songs and what they mean. Is this the real life? This song is Islamic, Satanist, and astrologist theories surrounding its meaning. Some believe the song is about Freddie Mercury coming to terms with his sexual identity. Others even go so far as to say that Mercury had a premonition of his own death from AIDS almost a decade before the case was diagnosed. As well as elsewhere claiming its lyrics to be nonsense, Mercury himself said Bohemian Rhapsody is one of those songs which has such a fantasy feel about it. I think people should just listen to it and think about it and then make up their own minds as to what it says to them. Guitarist Brian May says none of the remaining Queen members would reveal it out of respect for Freddie Mercury's memory. With that in mind, let us rock the dump with Queen. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock. Nice. Queen, Freddie Mercury, 100.3 The Sound.
Ziggy X, they got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Now, the reason I share this is because last night, Katie and her stupid sister Amy went to see Ariana Grande. Was it at the Forum?
It was at the Forum, and boy, were we stupid. We cried. We held each other.
What?
It was a magical experience.
Did somebody get hurt?
Yeah.
No, what happened was, you know, it's L.A., so I'm hoping for a special guest. So it was already amazing. She looked great. Our seats were incredible. I could see her body. I could see everything. I could see her sweating. It was awesome.
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
I love her. I've never heard her music, which I want to keep it that way so I continue to love her. But she's, yeah, go ahead.
But she's pretty.
Yeah.
So then she brings out David Foster, who's a huge music guy.
Sure.
He's written for Babyface, Whitney Houston, and they performed a Whitney Houston song, and it was incredible. And then, when I thought that it couldn't get any better, Justin Bieber came out and did three songs with her.
So you were right, it couldn't get any better.
I thought, I was like, Amy and I were just holding on to each other. We were like, Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber. Oh my God. Oh.
Did he sound good?
No. but he looked good. And but the thing, it's just that, you know, I talk about him in stories and I read about him in magazines, and he was right there. He was on stage. I could see him. Maybe he could see me.
Did the place go nuts?
I mean, we all almost fell to the floor. We were like, this Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber just walked on stage.
And then he was like, hey, girl.
Yeah, he was. He was like, oh, hey, girl. And then he said to her, he said, do you want to take a little break and I'll do a song? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. And then he sang his popular song right now, which I'm upset. It was just... money well spent. Time. God.
You remember Sal a little bit ago said that Frances Bean, Kurt Cobain's daughter, doesn't like Nirvana. I have to say, though, if you ever wondered what Teen Spirit smelled like, I bet the forum last night smelled a lot like Teen Spirit.
There were so many 12 to... Like, there were a lot of teens.
Yeah, Katie,
there.
Was this the first time in your life you ever felt old? Because that is like a 10-year-old crowd.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
The moves that Ariana Grande were doing were not for children.
No.
I was like, hey, girl, what's going on? You can move your body now. So it was awesome. And the forum is beautiful and so much room to
it's
move.
A lovely place to see a show. So, it's a good place for acoustics, although that didn't matter last night.
No, it didn't.
So when we come back, we're going to share something that Katie enjoyed yesterday on the Mark and Linda podcast. It's Alfie the dog eating. And yes, I have a thing with dogs, animals eating, quite frankly. But what makes this one good is that Alfie is a pug-nosed bulldog. And so along with the eating, there is a ton of snorting.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good, guys.
And then
Gina,
and then Gina's going to trend for us. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. If you are by chance a New Orleans Saints fan, there's something you might want. It's for sale on Craigslist. A former member of the Saints is selling his Super Bowl ring.
Is this Darren Sharper?
$45,000. They're not saying the name of the person. $45,000. I mean, this would be, if you're a Saints fan, you can imagine how great that would be.
Can so you sell that? Is that allowed?
That's he owns it.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, and the fact that they're not saying whose.
Yeah, because he's probably very ashamed that he's doing it.
And have you guys heard about this? The residents of Celeron, New York, they have erected a statue of Lucille Ball, and they've been fighting since 2009 to have it removed because it is so god-awful looking.
It makes children cry.
It doesn't look like Lucy. It looks like a monster.
Is that where she's from?
It does.
It does.
It
it's does. Absolutely awful.
Is that where she's from?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Celeron? I thought that was a Intel processor. What is that?
If you see the statue, her eyes are huge. Her eyebrows are kind of pointed down like she's...
Oh, no.
And the teeth are kind of fangy.
Oh, it's
really, really very disturbing.
I mean, I can't even believe that the city... They must have seen it before they decided to sink it into the ground. I would have said, we're not putting that up. I mean, God, look at it. All right. To not get behind, here we go. Here is Alfie, the pug-nosed bulldog, eating.
The look on Gina's face is pure horror.
That's when he takes the pauses. Because he can't breathe.
Dying to find out what's trending, here is Gina.
Sorry, I need a minute to recover from that. Really quite disturbing. All right, so this is crazy. A 17-year-old girl from Mapleton, Utah is one of a few people diagnosed with an incurable condition. Turns out she's allergic to water.
Oh, jeez. My God.
Yeah, found that out the hard way on a family trip. Tickets for the May 24th Rolling Stones concert at Petco Park in San Diego sold out during pre-sale. in under an hour, according to concert promoters. And here's what's trending in sports. After being hit in the mouth with a broken bat liner, LA Dodgers Clayton Kershaw is going in for his third dental procedure to fix that fractured tooth. His latest procedure will be a root canal. Good luck with that, my dear. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, let it be. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
So, this is Danny's joke. That was the Beatles and Let It Pee.
Mm-hmm.
Because Katie, in about 30 minutes, is going to test this contraption that ladies can use at Coachella, where, you know, if the line for the bathroom is just so long, you can actually use this cone funnel to pee right where you are. And I guess it absorbs it or something.
I don't get the joke. No, I don't get Danny's joke.
It comes through it just like a funnel.
So you can basically stand up and do it over some sort of receptacle.
I don't even get the point. But it doesn't matter.
Or on the grass, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's called the stand-up.
I guess if
you
held a two-liter bottle and you tried to use that as a lady,
it would be
that might not be tidy.
Yeah.
So this is a funnel that they can use.
That might not be tidy.
So Katie's worried that she's going to be a shy peer today. She's worried about it. So she's gonna do this in Danny's back studio. She'll have on headphones or we'll be talking to her. But Katie, I'm going to do the top 10 items that everybody needs to take with them to Coachella. So it's going to take the attention off of you. And so when you finally start to pee, you've got to say the monkey is on the plate.
Okay.
Yeah. That way we know it's actually happening.
Well, should we talk about some things that are helpful when you're having a hard time? When
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, thinking about water, that sort of thing.
Being in a bathroom where there's not a bunch of people listening to me urinate.
I've heard people say that. No, not that. That's out of the question. I've heard people say that tickling your lower back. That kind of thing. That can help.
I'll be in that back office tickling my lower back trying to pee now.
Right.
Well, while holding a funnel.
It'll be funny if you can't. Now, I don't know that anybody was really surprised by this. Barry Manilow and his longtime manager Gary Keefe tied the knot apparently last year in a private ceremony, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. It was a surprise, a friend of the couple said at the wedding, which was held at Manilow's Palm Springs, California home and attended by 20 or 30 guests who were simply told prior that they were attending a lunch. Quote, he is at a point now where he's got his career and personal life at a great place and he really doesn't care what people think, the source says. He's in love and happy. Manilow's rep is not commenting on the marriage. The National Enquirer was the first to report the news. I was a little surprised. I don't think anybody didn't think he wasn't gay.
Yeah, I'm not knocked over.
Yeah, I just thought he would keep it to himself forever.
Yeah.
And because I think he thought maybe at one point it would hurt his fan base.
Yeah, it's like Freddie Mercury, you know, that sort of thing where he, you know, didn't say anything, right. And then on his deathbed, you know, finally right. At the last moment. Yep.
But I think in this case, it would only expand his fan base. The women and the people who love him are diehards that will always love him. And now he's embracing this whole other community now that he's being honest with himself and honest with his fans that they're going to embrace him even more. So he should have. I wish he would have done this a long time ago.
It's true. I can't imagine there are a bunch of, burly, blue-collar, menly men who are at his concert saying, what? I'm out of here. You know, I think the people that are there to stay.
It's called Mandy, not Andy.
Wait, what?
I was reenacting.
That was
your
personal
people.
To me, though.
Thank you.
All right, so when we come back, not only is Katie going to eat, but I'm going to share my favorite story of obviously today and maybe of the week. It's just special. And I think we may have to take ourselves to several levels of DEFCON to even get into this thing. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. God, that's good. So welcome back in. Katie's here. She's going to eat it so you don't have to. And we're going to get you completely ready for Coachella. That is coming up. So I want to share this story in that when I am preparing this show and I'm going through the topical stories of the day to present on this program, let's say a story has 12 sentences. I'll edit that down to one, sometimes two, just to get you to the key of the matter. Mm-hmm. This particular story, I didn't edit at all because each line in it is better than the one before. The one little thing that I'll share with you is this is about a married couple. He is white. He looks like his face is tattooed or it's scratched. I can't tell. He's married to a 70-year-old black woman. He looks like he's 25. She looks like she's 70. They're married. So before I can share this, Danny, would you please take us down to DEFCON 12?
That's just 12.
They think that they can mess with you. They think that they can lie on you. But I thank God. I used to cry about my thorn. But now I thank God for my thorn. Because it pushes me to my prayer closet.
A married couple in Florida, Tito and Amanda Watts, were arrested a few days ago for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $99.99 per ticket. They told the buyers the tickets were made from solid gold and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven. Simply present the ticket at the pearly gates and you're in. Tito said in his police statement, quote, "I don't care what the police say. Those tickets are solid gold. And it was Jesus who gave them to me behind a Kentucky Fried Chicken."
I believe that.
"And he told me to sell them so that I could get me some money to go into outer space.
Oh, God.
I met an alien named Stevie who said that if I got the cash together, he'd take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that is made entirely of drugs."
Oh my God.
So
sounds like he's been there already.
So you should actually arrest Jesus, because he's the one that gave me these golden tickets and told me to sell them. I'm willing to wear a wire and we can set Jesus up.
Yes, please. Oh, let's do this.
Oh yes, please.
His wife Amanda said in her police statement, "We just wanted to leave Earth and go into space and do drugs. I didn't do nothing. Tito sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched." Police said they confiscated over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, yeah, and a baby alligator.
Wow.
Okay, so here's my question. Heaven.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to heaven or their planet made completely out of drugs?
Drug planet.
Or are they saying that it's the same thing?
No, I think that they want you to go to heaven so they can go to the drug planet, which sounds amazing. They even have baby alligators.
Sending you to heaven then underwrites their trip to the drug planet.
And this just in, aliens take American currency.
That is fantastic.
They made a deal with Jesus.
I want to know who bought those tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Yeah. $10,000. They sold them at $100 apiece. $10,000 cash they got. They talked that many people into a spot in heaven.
You know how the other day we were talking about televangelists and how, you know, you're preying on people that don't deserve it. I kind of feel like these people deserve it. If you're going to buy a ticket from KFC, you probably deserve it.
Here is Billy Idol. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Billy Idol, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We had us a first, and it was right here in Los Angeles. The 2015 baseball season is only a few days old, but a new record has been set by hitting 3 consecutive home runs last night. Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez became the first player in history to hit 5 home runs in his team's first 3 games of the season.
Comes Cashner, big guy, fastball, hit in the air to right, back goes Kemp, it's over his head, it is over the wall. Shift is on, Adrian drives another one to right field, back goes Kemp to the wall, hits the top of the wall and goes out for a home run. And would you believe it? A towering smash to right field. He's hit 3 of them.
Jeez.
That's a big deal.
I would have wanted. Oh, imagine being there. You talk about a guy who was zoning. Oh, I love that too much.
Hey, by the way, speaking of sports, yesterday you talked about the first full-time NFL official.
Mm-hmm.
She's on TV right now. She's pretty hot.
She's a good
looking
lady.
I told you. I looked her up. She is by no means hard to look at.
Wow.
Go, girl. You go, girl.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
I can't remember the last time I said the name Jack Nicklaus, but I'm going to say it today. The 75-year-old veteran stunned the golf world yesterday by jokingly predicting he was going to make a hole in one, and then he did it.
And here's Jack at number four.
It's a 130-yard par three across the water. Really a good golf hole. What a beautiful play. Come on, come on, come on, Jack. Yes.
Ah, yes!
Yes!
Wow.
75. It was an unbelievable shot.
It's fantastic.
When this hustle and bustle in gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Yes.
What a great day it is for me.
Yes. Katie is now going to eat it so you don't have to. We have several different sodas.
Yep.
That are of the bizarre.
Yep.
What is your first one up for grabs, Katie?
Should I start with really gross or okay?
Move up to it. Start with okay and move up to gross.
By the way, this all of this stuff provided by the people at Rocket Fizz.
Yeah.
They've got stores in Culver City. Is that right, Danny?
I got this one from Sherman Oaks.
There's one in Pasadena.
Yeah, Studio City.
Got them
City.
All over. All kinds of candy and soda.
They sell Judge Wapner root beer, by the way.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. All right, so Katie, what's up first?
She's having a hard time with this pop top. There
oh, my
goes.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't spill anything on this mixing board.
All right.
What is that?
This is marshmallow.
Ooh.
Marshmallow soda.
Yeah.
All right.
I can imagine Katie liking this.
Huh? Yeah, I just have the cup in case I want to spit into it.
All right. Goop. There it goes. There, All down right. the hatch.
Marshmallow soda.
That's not bad.
Ooh, right.
I don't want taste it. Does it taste like cream soda?
That's my guess.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit like cream soda. And then the next one I'm going to do is peanut butter and jelly.
That is very sweet.
Oh, God.
Why do all of these spill?
Is there carbonated? I kind of like the marshmallows.
Peanut butter. These are chilled?
Yes.
Okay, good. Peanut butter and jelly.
I can imagine
soda.
The jelly, but not the peanut butter.
It says on it, y'all get your fixins. All right, let's get mine.
Peanut butter and jelly soda.
It tastes like candy.
Does it taste like peanut butter?
No, it tastes like bread.
Wow.
The one ingredient they don't name in the sandwich. Give it to me.
I like how Gina's trying all of these.
I'm not trying the next two.
All right, guys. This is where stuff gets dicey. Bacon soda.
Nice.
With chocolate.
Oh, God.
Bacon soda.
With chocolate soda.
Very in.
Here we go.
Do it.
All right.
Down the hatch, girl.
Jesus.
Uh-oh, her eyes are lighting up, but I don't know why. Uh-oh, nope, gagging.
Gag reflex? Spit.
Gagging. Oh. Oh, God, she's gagging.
She's
dry
spitting.
Heave, dry heave.
I'm good. But I almost threw up.
So how was it?
Really, really bad.
But it looked like it came in stages, because at first you looked okay, and now you... Okay, am I really supposed to try this?
Why not?
No, don't.
I'm doing it.
Because I really... Like,
yeah,
I
do it. Do
up.
It. Do it, Gina.
Do you need a cup?
I get it.
Do you need a cup?
Oh. Wow. Hey, I get it.
You might throw up twice in 1 week on the radio.
Okay, first now, it's okay, and then the bacon hits you. She's still dry heaving.
Okay, I'm just going to do the ranch, and then I really might throw up on the air. it really might happen.
Wait, this is ranch?
Yeah, this is the one where even the owner said it was the most disgusting.
I really, really might throw up. So,
carbonated ranch dressing.
All right. I'm already crying.
Wait. Maybe we should remove it, do Pop Rocks, and then come back to it.
No. Okay. You moved soda.
All right, here we go.
I'm drinking it.
Katie is drinking ranch flavored. Nope, spit it right out. She can't talk.
She was shaking. Did you see that?
Yep.
You're shaking right now.
You okay,
Why are
Katie?
We doing this to me? What is this game?
All right, this won't be as bad. We've
All
got
right.
What are the Pop Rocks we've got?
What did it taste like? The ranch?
Yeah, tell us everything.
It tastes like fake. Watery,
bubbly ranch.
Taste it, Gina.
There's no way.
So it's like, it's like 7-Up with some Hidden Valley Ranch mixed in? All right, let me try it.
Andy's going to try it. Is worse than bacon with chocolate.
Really? Because ranch sounds pretty bad. Right.
Andy's okay, doing it. Hatch, Andy. Andy's doing it.
Oh, my God.
I told you. I couldn't.
That tastes like a dirty dish rag.
All right. I have bacon Pop Rocks.
Oh, sweet.
Pass them over. I need to get that out of my mouth.
Speaking of Passover, I don't know if this is kosher.
Here we go. Bacon Pop Rocks in the mouth. Andy Jagger, Michael.
Listen.
Oh, they're sizzling. It's sizzling bacon. She's scraping it off her tongue. Oh, that's disgusting. Wait. She's shaking. Mark, she's shaking.
Spit them out.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's vile.
That's the greatest picture ever.
Danny.
You.
You need to isolate when that. You got to isolate. That's too good. Bacon Pop
Rocks.
She
has candy dripping from her face right now. Oh my God, that's loud.
Bacon Pop Rocks. Oh God.
It smells like bacon.
Oh.
Is this what you going to eat?
I'm done. One more. What else is there?
Get the last one because I want to try the last one. Oh, that's disgusting, one? Katie.
What is
Katie
it?
Is drooling Pop Rocks into a cup right now.
Well, I'm about to pee in the other room.
What's the last one?
Popcorn flavored Pop Rocks.
Oh, nice. I want to try these.
That sounds good.
Yeah. All right. All right, Katie.
You cut yourself?
Yeah.
So I hope it was worth it.
Oh, let's do the last one. Is this the popcorn in her mouth now?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh,
she's gonna throw up. Oh my God, I can't even look at her.
Jesus. Katie, spit that out.
I hate my job.
When we come back, Katie is going to try this new thing that you ladies are going to use in Coachella that helps you pee in a field. And as she's doing that, I'm going to give you the 10 things you've got to have in Coachella. But first, the Cars on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
Let's go. That's so fitting.
Cars, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. So, Coachella is this weekend. Katie is leaving after the show today. She and Sam are heading to Coachella. She'll be there and reporting on what she sees, which is not going to be a lot. It's going to be folks waking up after their first campout. But she'll be there. And one of the things that they've come up with is this funnel thing that I guess what it stops a woman from doing is peeing all over herself.
Well, it allows her to stand. It's called the stand-up and allows her to stand to pee as opposed to sit.
Okay. All right. So you're in a field.
Yeah.
You just pee in the thing and it funnels it to where it doesn't spray everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy, why are you holding your hand like that?
Because I'm about to try these popcorn Pop Rocks.
Ready? One, right. Two, three. They're kind of good.
They're buttered.
Do you like them?
Buttered popcorn. That's not bad. I can do that.
Yeah, but that bacon, boy, that was nasty. All right, Katie's in the back. Katie, how you doing?
Hold on here. Let me see.
I'm going to take my pants down.
Okay.
Is that appropriate?
All right, now, wait. She's in Danny's studio.
Yeah.
Nobody can see her. And so she's going to, and while you're doing that, let me know when you're ready to start.
I love it.
I don't know when I'll be ready to start.
No.
Nature will tell her.
All right, have you got your pants down and you got the funnel under you?
I'm trying here. Hold on. This is very foreign.
I love how Mark sets this up. Now she's in a studio. She's all by herself setting it up. So this is wholesome.
I'm peeing.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow, I am really getting urine all over my hands. I'm still peeing. It smells like coffee.
And bacon pop rocks.
Okay, I'm done.
Did it funnel it into one, like, did you spray all over yourself?
Yep.
Wait, so does it work or not? Does it work, Katie?
I'm going to go with no, it doesn't work.
Katie did it, so you don't have to.
There's a note. You, practice makes perfect.
I have pee on my legs.
Oh my God. Danny, are you in charge of this trash can she's peeing into?
Is it in the trash a little bit? Or?
It's all in the trash and all over my hands.
Oh.
Okay, hey, I got wipes for you.
Hey, I know how big a fan you are of the building, Mark. Surprise, cleaning crew.
You guys, I peed on air. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. What a weird thing to be proud of, but I did it.
All right, let me knock these out real quick. We need to stay on time. There are 10 things that they say that you need. I've never done one of these, but I can imagine. Number one, the obvious, a first aid kit. Number two, trash bags.
Yes.
It says, although most music festivals provide each camping spot with one trash bag for beer cans and those baby wipes, be realistic. One is never enough. Third, dry shampoo or baby powder. Ooh. It says, although free showers are available for campers, chances are you're not going to wait in the crazy long line to do it.
And why would you want to?
Number four, they say this is the big one, wipes. To go along with the no shower theme, grab some baby wipes for a waterless alternative to keeping clean at the festival. That one makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
Number five, reusable water bottle. There's no worse place to be dehydrated than in a music festival. And we all know the Coachella vendors will charge you a ton of money to buy a water bottle from a food stand.
It's like $5 to $6.
Bring your own reusable water bottle to the festival and take advantage of the multiple water refill stations. That's very smart. Number six, spray fan. You know those cheap yes. battery-powered fans that are attached to a spray bottle, creating a heavenly cooling mist effect?
Great idea.
Buy one. Number seven, fanny pack. This one might be a stretch for a drugstore, but your local Walmart or Target is bound to sell a nice fanny pack that will keep all your items on your person during the festival, considering you'd lose them otherwise. Pick up one of these babies to ensure you'll leave the festival with everything you came with.
And you're going to be the one to make these look cool, finally.
Yes. Number eight, Ziploc baggies. Again, we don't care if you think you look like a dork. Put your phone in a Ziploc yes. bag and seal it tight. Smart. As much as we hate to admit it, our phones are not invincible, and drunk people rain leaky water bottles are out to destroy your phone. Next, bug spray and sunscreen. This is a no-brainer unless you've never been outside before. You should know that an open field in the California heat is a prime location to get eaten by bugs and burnt by the sun.
Ooh.
And lastly,
here it comes. No, go for it.
Number 10, granola bars. Oh. Among all the drinking, dancing, and jamming, it is crucial that you remember to eat during your days at Coachella to avoid the expensive food trucks and other shenanigans.
Can I add one thing?
Yep.
And, you know, put it someplace safe, like a sock where no one will want to touch you after 3 days. Bring cash, because if you think it's expensive to pay for water bottles, try the ATM fees in the middle of the desert where there's nowhere else to get money.
Yep.
I remember one of the times I was there, it was like $8 surcharge just to get cash.
Wow.
Bring cash.
Well, there you go. Those of you that are heading to Coachella, as Katie is, you're going to need those 10 items. So, Katie, you may want to think about that.
I will think about that as soon as I get the urine off my hands. Oh, my God.
Todd is just around the corner, but right now we got you some Cheap Trick. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
I'll do you one better. 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock, like he said.
Yes, sir. It is time now to talk sports. Todd Donahoe joins us. And Todd, the city obviously is vibrating after that performance of a Los Angeles Dodger. five home, or how many? He hit three last night.
Yeah, five home runs in the first three games. It's never been done before. Adrian Gonzalez, in fact, he had three home runs in his first three at-bats. You know, the record is four home runs in a game held by several major league players. So he was close to that. He wound up going four for four, four runs batted in, three home runs last night, five in the first three games. And the Dodgers are off to a 2-1 start. They win 7-4 last night. So it's just, you know, one of those days where you're just in a zone. You know, Jesus. The ball looks like a beach ball coming up to you, and you slap it out of the park.
All right, well, we played this earlier, but I want to hear it again. And listen, as imagine being in Dodger Stadium, watching it happen. Vin Scully is going to call all three, but after the second and the third home run, listen to the Dodger Stadium crowd.
Comes Cashner, big guy, fastball, hit in the air to right. Back goes Kemp, it's over his head, it is over the wall. Shift is on. Adrian drives another one to right field. Back goes Kemp to the wall. Hits the top of the wall and goes out for a home run. And would you believe it? A towering smash to right field. He's hit three of them.
That's just nuts. You talk about a guy.
And you could hear in Vin Scully's voice that last home run was so far up into the seats that as soon as he hit the ball, what does Vin Scully say? Can you believe it? I mean, he knew right away the ball was a home run. So it was just a great night for Adrian Gonzalez. And, you know, good night for Albert Pujols of the Angels as well. He got his first home run of the season. The Angels beat Seattle 5-3. And one more Major League Baseball note. The Major League Baseball office has sent letters out to 10 players saying, don't forget, we've got these new rules that you have to speed up the game. For instance, hitters have to keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box. They can't step out. Pitchers have to start innings at a sooner pace of time. And if they don't do this, then they're going to get fined starting May 1st. So I guess we're supposed to see quicker baseball games. I haven't seen any stats yet on are the games faster this year than last year. Last year, I believe the average Major League Baseball game was just over 3 hours, so I'm sure they want to bring that down.
Todd, I think this is it. Look, by the time a batter steps out of the box, he looks at the third base coach, he gets his signal, then he adjusts both his hitting gloves, and he goes through his ritual. Frickin' 45 seconds has passed, and it needs to move forward.
Yeah, it does, and that's what Major League Baseball is trying to do. They realize that younger audiences aren't into baseball because it's too slow. There's great action when there's action, but there's so much time in between pitches and just too much downtime in every game. Yeah. Of course, we're talking about the Masters today, and you mentioned it. Jack Nicklaus yesterday predicts a hole-in-one, gets a hole-in-one, one of five hole-in-ones in the par three tournament yesterday, which was a Masters record as well. Now, they've teed off, and right now there's a three-way tie for first place in the Masters. Charlie Hoffman, Russell Henley, Justin Rose are at 3 under par. I love this one. Bubba Watson is 1 under par, and Tom Watson is 1 under par. He's 65 years old. He's out there playing, and he's 1 under par. McIlroy and Mickelson just teed off. They're even after the first hole, but McIlroy just yanked his tee shot on the second hole into a creek, so he's in trouble. He's going to lose at least one stroke on that hole. NBA. On golf. They now say, they asked advertisers, and the advertisers confirm Rory McIlroy is now more marketable than Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a sense, Tiger has already passed the baton of being the most marketable golfer from him to Rory McIlroy. Can Tiger get it back? A lot of that's going to have to do with Rory McIlroy. But the Tiger's odds, by the way, are 25-1 to win. And in his practice rounds and in the par three tournament, they say he didn't hit a bad chip. So that's good news for him. He tees off later on this afternoon.
By the way, a lot of people don't know this. Todd is right at a scratch golfer.
No, I'm not a scratch golfer, but I play a lot. You know, I'm about a 9 or a 10 handicap.
Todd is really good.
So, and I have a hole in one. I do have one hole in one. So, and I got the bar bill to prove it. So there you go. Hey, the Lakers lost to Denver 119-101. They've lost 4 in a row, 17 of 21. I don't even know what they got. 4 games to go now in the season. Let's get it over with. The Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is blasting college basketball. He says it's too physical. poorly officiated, dull, boring, slow, and doesn't prepare players for the NBA. Well, number one, you know, college basketball's major rule or major goal is not to prepare players for the NBA. So let's get that out right away. But, you know, he does bring up some points with the 35-second shot clock, with a lot of dribbling going on until late in the shot clock to try to score a goal or score a basket. It's, you know, it's not as exciting.
I tell you, Todd, something I want to add. For people who bitch about the fact that these very talented athletes leave your favorite college team and they move into the pros, college sports makes billions of dollars off of these kids, and these kids get nothing. So don't whine about it when they leave early because they're going to go to the pros and make a gazillion dollars themselves.
It's, you know, the problem, though, Mark, is a lot of these kids will leave early and then don't make the pros. Mm. And then it's like, wow, I dropped out of college. I didn't make the pro team that I thought I was going to make. And now what? And that part of it is a problem. I mean, obviously, look, for a LeBron James, he didn't even go to college. He didn't need to go to college. He was ready to play in the NBA when he was a sophomore in high school. And that's so for nice. For the elite players, you're right. But there is a bit of a problem where too many of these kids drop out. Yeah, I'm going pro. I'm making myself eligible. They don't get drafted. They don't get picked. They do get picked. They don't make it. And then what?
Yeah.
And that's somewhat of a problem. Hey, quick, NHL, Dallas beats the Ducks 4-0 last night. It's a do or die game for the Kings tonight. Kings at Calgary. They must win in regulation in order to make the playoffs. They've got two games to go tonight, and then Saturday at home against San Jose. They got to win them both. And if they don't win tonight against Calgary, the defending Stanley Cup champions will not be there to defend their cup. For the first time in about 8 years, the defending Stanley Cup champs won't even make the playoffs. And then late breaking this morning, Steeler running back Le'Veon Bell suspended 3 games for violating the league's drug policy.
Todd, I don't think I've said this yet. We've been doing this a couple of weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. I can't tell you how happy and proud I am to be back on the radio with you.
Well, it's great to be on with you, Mark. You know, you and I started 27 years ago.
Jesus.
1988. So that's when we first kind of hooked up, and I sure thank you and Brian for taking a chance on me and hiring me 27 years ago at another radio station, but it sure has worked out well. Hey, I got to add one more thing, because you'll love this.
Mm-hmm.
This date in sports history, April 9th, 1965, the first indoor baseball game at the Astrodome in Houston 50 years ago today. It was an exhibition game between the Yankees and the Houston Astros. The Yankees won the game 2-1. And what player hit the first ever indoor home run in Major League Baseball history? None other than the Yankees, Mickey Mantle.
Wow. That's cool. Todd, who makes this job possible for you?
I'll tell you who makes it possible. It's my good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, California, just 25 minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Shop at home from FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, you're doing a great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty.
When we come back, we will speak with my good friend Swampy. He created the show Phineas and Ferb, and Scott Kahn is with him. There is a very charitable event coming up for Swampy, and we'll talk all about it. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
History.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It was on this day, 41 years into his solo career, that Van Morrison finally lands a top 10 album in the U.S. as Keep It Simple enters the Billboard chart at number 10. Jenna Jameson is 41 years of age today. Those of you that don't know her, she is a gorgeous, slutty porn star. Happy birthday, sweetie. Thanks for all the many good years. Dennis Quaid is 61. The
really?
Great, yeah.
He does not look that old to me at all.
The great Carl Perkins passed away on this day in 1998, the writer of Blue Suede Shoes. Hugh Hefner is 89.
Wow. Playboy Mansion is hotter today than at any other time. A part of that's because of the television show that goes next door. But I think it's also because I'm out and about, you know, the multiple girlfriends. Fuels fascination with both men and women.
Interviewed him at the Playboy Mansion. We were out back by the pool waiting. And then the back door opens. Out comes Hef in the pajamas and the night coat and the shoes. And he was very cordial and very nice. But you talk about promoting the brand.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning and the dude's got on those pajamas.
Oh, yeah. So his Holly Madison, his old number one girlfriend, is releasing a book saying how living in the mansion is not anything like anybody thought. And she tells her truth about what it's like in there.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love.
It was on this day back in 1976, Paul McCartney releases this song, My Love. It becomes his biggest solo hit, spending 4 weeks at number one.
And my love.
And it was on this day in 1992, comedian Sam Kinison is killed when a truck hits his car on a road between L.A. and Las Vegas.
I'm going around the country. I'm trying to get as many people as I can not to get married. I promise never to get married. I've been married, and I'm just trying to help. Okay. Somebody here has never been married? You never been married? What's your name? Michael? Well, Michael, if you ever think about getting married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, change your life, you do me a favor, Mike? Remember this face.
Nice transition back to my life.
You know, I will say one of the most... I told you guys I went to see McCartney. This is now 10 years ago, but it was the tour that he's currently out with, 33 Beatles songs and all that. And I went from rocking and dancing to crying to laughing. But it was very moving when Paul sat down at the piano and he said, I would like to dedicate this to my love, Linda McCartney. And then he went into his absolutely, I mean, as I said it, the hair standing up. It was, I've never been as moved by a 3-hour show as I was by that guy. We'll conduct business when we come up. Swampy. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Oh, I love this song.
Why don't you marry it?
That would have been funny when I was 6.
My eyes are open wide.
So, welcome back in. Katie's still here. About to kick her out because we got guests coming in. So, Katie, when she did the peeing into the funnel, which is supposed to be helpful to the ladies at Coachella,
yes.
You were in the back studio. Now, because you had to put the funnel down there mm-hmm. and then have it go into a, did you take your pants off completely?
Yes. I undid my pants, put them around my ankles, and then I squatted over the trash can, and then I put the apparatus as close to my body as possible, and urinated.
I appreciate your judicious choice of words. That was really well done.
Trying to not get dumped.
So you were half naked in Danny's studio.
Yeah, so for the window that wasn't blocked, if there's people out on the street.
The guy on the crane.
Yeah, somebody up high may have seen my hiney while I'm peeing into a trash can on the radio.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
All right, well, this first headline is for you, Katie. Disney World's Haunted Mansion has been voted the best attraction at either American Disney theme park.
Agreed.
Meanwhile, Suge Knight appeared in court in a wheelchair on Wednesday and told the judge that the sheriff's deputies were forcing him into the chair to embarrass him. The judge made it clear that Suge was free to walk if he wanted to. And now my favorite story. A man who's been in prison since 2000 for attempted sexual assault claims Florida needs protection from Kim Kardashian and husband, Kanye West, and wants the state to issue a restraining order against the famous couple.
What?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning, and now Led Zeppelin. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Zeppelin. I've never heard that one before. It is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Now, a gentleman joins us with friends and buddies. His name is Swampy Marsh. This guy created with his partner, Phineas and Ferb, and of which I had the honor of going in and doing a voice. Guess what I was? DJ.
I was going to guess Jimmy Carter.
He hasn't pulled on my Jimmy Carter yet.
Well,
or
he
my
just
construction
hasn't, he hasn't tapped the depth.
Oh, come on, give us time.
Don't
man.
Forget John Lennon.
It's a deep well.
Yeah.
Well, Swampy is the guy you just heard talking. He has a big event coming up, and joining him in the room from Renegade and Sons of Anarchy, Emilio Rivera, from Sons of Anarchy and many others, Rusty Coons, Jason Logan, and Pat Nataro. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Now, Swampy is a very charitable individual, and there's a fun rock and roll NASCAR event coming up. Swampy, walk us through the beats, please.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing us in on Mark Abuses His Daughter in the Morning. and if anybody has a ranch dressing soda I could have, that would be great.
I'm so glad you asked.
This Saturday, April 11th, we're all going out to Irwindale Speedway, about an hour outside of town. Half-mile paved oval, and we're racing 350 horsepower NASCAR stock cars around a track for charity. Why? Because we're idiots. Somebody said this would be a really great idea. And it's all to benefit a charity called A Walk on Water, which provides surfing experiences to special needs kids and their families.
Cool.
And I started working with these guys last year, and the work that they do with these kids and sorry, and the families is truly overwhelmingly emotional, and I was completely hooked. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever been involved with. So when they asked me to help do this and to drive a car, first of all, I said, "Drive a race car? Oh, please, yes! That's so cool!" And helped them get some guys together, and these guys, Rusty and Emilio from Sons of Anarchy. We've got Scott Kahn from Hawaii 5-0, who is our Grand Marshal. Mark Paul Gosler from Saved by the Bell. Alex Gray, who is a big wave pro surfer. Diedrich Bader from...
Nice.
Yeah, great dude. Yeah. Rex Kwon Do from Napoleon Dynamite. He's coming out.
Let's
AJ Buckley. It's going to be a great event, a ton of fun. We're all doing autographs and stuff, and it's all to benefit A Walk on Water.
And so let's go back. Is the surfing for these special needs kids, is it a therapeutic thing for them?
Yeah, I'm going to throw that over to Pat. Pat Nataro is the founder of A Walk on Water, and it is. It's an emotional, spiritual, amazing therapy. But Pat.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I mean, our events, just to begin with, because there's so many families that are there, and it's kind of like the last thing that they really can do with their kid, because they've tried everything. And what the water really does is the repetitive movement of the water is it's water therapy. And we get a lot of kids that come out to our events that are kicking and screaming, and they're having a really hard time getting into the water. But once we get into the water, it's just an overload of senses, whether if it's the water, the air, the wind. And with surfing, there is a repetitive movement, and it just becomes very calming and relaxing for these kids. And once we get them up on a wave, I mean, it's everyone's crying. Us instructors are crying, the parents are crying, because, you know, these kids and the families, they never could imagine themselves doing something like this and standing up on a surfboard. And to share that with these kids is just so amazing. And we've taken out a lot of kids, and we're trying to take out as many kids as possible, and we're trying to really raise as much awareness of who we are and what we do as much as we can right now, so we can go out to places like the East Coast and take kids out in New York, and also the southern states, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida. So it does really have an effect on the children, and what we try to do is spend as much time in the water with them as possible.
So we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to pause for a bit. We'll continue talking about this event, which, by the way, is this weekend. And we're going to specifically find the answer to the question, how can we help? Back with the boys, right? If anybody attempts to leave this room, you'll be killed. This
Oh, yeah, it's going to get ugly.
I'll jump on it.
Real ugly.
This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
You show Ron Perlman right now called Hand of God. He plays a judge, and I play a cop on the show, so it's a trip. You know, we changed roles on this one.
Okay, so that was an extended conversation from what we were having off the air. So, welcome back in. So, a bunch of folks are in the room for this charitable event, A Walk on Water. And again, this is a NASCAR event happening this weekend. I have to assume, Swampy, that this is about raising funds for Walk on the Water this weekend, is it not?
It is. At Walk on Water, the charity gets a portion of...
Yeah, thank you. Closer to the mic. Our Walk on Water gets a portion of the proceeds from people who buy tickets. So if you come on down, it's $35 on the day. And, you know, come sit in the stands. We get a piece of the action, and you are helping special needs kids with every ticket you buy. If you can't make it down, you can buy a virtual ticket for $5 if you go online. And $5 goes to the charity just to support. I'm doing a personal thing where anybody who either buys a ticket online in advance or donates at least $35 to the charity at www.awalkonwater.org, I will do them a hand-drawn original Phineas and Ferb piece of art.
Whoa, whoa.
Sweet.
So send your proof of purchase to Swampmeister, that's Swampmeister, at gmail.com.
I'm doing it.
And I will send you an original piece of art. I think after the response I've gotten so far online, I'm going to be doing nothing but drawing pieces of original art for people for about a month. So if my show's late, I'm sorry, Disney.
You know, so the cool thing about this is, there's many cool things about what you're doing, the Walk on Water, but the kids with special needs and what you do for them and the therapy that they get out of this. But I'm guessing that if you're caretakers, if you're the family of a child with special needs, your opportunity to get to the ocean, to take your family to the ocean, to get away for a second, to see them having fun, it's probably something that happens once a year, if that.
I've got an email that I received from parents of special needs kids that I will try to read later. Unfortunately, I have this very macho medical condition, which causes profuse eye sweating when I'm exposed to things that are overly emotional.
It is very dusty in here.
It's a doctor. Yeah. I've got a note. Yep. But if I can't get through it, I will pass it off. But I will read this to you, and it really lets you know the profound effect, not just to the kids, but to the parents and families of these kids, to have this opportunity just to go to the beach and have a day.
Yeah.
And just to feel empowered for that moment.
We again want to hit the event is this coming weekend at the Irwindale Speedway. It is the NASCAR King Taco Catering Napa Auto Parts Spring Classic 150. It is Saturday, this coming Saturday at 4:00 in the afternoon. It's basically NASCAR fun. A lot of celebrities are going to be out there pressing the flesh, taking pictures with you, autographing whatever you've got. And it's all about kind of getting out, having a good day, and enjoying the afternoon and raising money for A Walk on Water.
And let me be clear with some of these good-looking hunky celebs that are coming out. They are prepared to sign body parts.
Nice!
I mean, for charity, only for a good cause.
So bring a body part.
And Skeet Ulrich will be there as well? Apparently. Yeah, this is a huge, huge lineup you got there.
You were talking about that you're going to give some original drawings of Phineas and Ferb. Quick story. We had the great Chuck Jones on on the Mark and Brian program, and Chuck was in studio. And I had brought my son. I would periodically take my kids to work one at a time. And Matt was maybe 5 at the time. And the whole time that I'm speaking with Chuck, he's got a piece of paper and a pencil, and he's just kind of sketching around. I thought he was making notes. And he's just kind of sketching around. He'd look up at Matt. And at the end of the program, he signed it and he handed it to me. During the interview, he had sketched the Grinch holding up Matthew.
Oh,
that's cool.
You still have that, don't you?
Oh, no, it's framed on Matthew's wall.
Yeah, I mean, good.
It's,
okay.
You're talking about an original Chuck Jones holding, and Matthew looked exactly like Matthew if he came from Whoville.
Yeah. No.
It was amazing to
it
see.
It was a privilege just to be able for you to sit and watch Chuck do what he does, because it's staggering. He makes me want to cut my hands off, and I'm pretty cocky about my talent, but dude, he is the master.
Yeah, he is, and I always got a kick whenever Chuck would come in, and he came in often. He would always bring us a cartoon cell, each one of us. As a result, I have 50. And he would always come in with his signature bow tie.
I knew how to rock a bow tie, man. By the way, before we go any further, I do want to take a moment just to step back and say thanks to you guys again. You and Brian were the first big celebrities who agreed to come out and do a guest spot on our show.
Really?
And I will always and forever be eternally grateful to you guys. It made us giggly happy. You were just a ton of fun. And again, really the first people we went out to and asked who said yes. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Dude, let me tell you how much fun that was. I went into the, I'd never really done anything like that before, and I was cast as DJ. And so I told Swampy, I'm literally standing in the room with the most sensitive microphone you've ever touched or been around. I mean, you could hear a bug crawling across the floor. That's how sensitive it was. So I got to record my DJ parts, and I said to Swampy, and this story is really about a great director telling you how to get out of it what you need. I said, I got straight radio DJ, or I've got wacky DJ. He said, let me hear both. So I did both. He said, let's go with wacky. And this time, go wacky DJ who just smoked him a joint. And it was that guidance that gave me what I wound up doing. That was it. That was all I needed to hear. And we knocked it out of the park. And
well, you know, that's my craft. You know, that's what I do. So you'll be giving to a Walk on Water then, right?
Of course.
Because we've paid you. It's only really fair that, you know, you give back.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Just checking.
All right. Well, so with Swampy and, of course, this event this weekend, and we'll hit that again momentarily. Swampy was talking about an email that he received, I assume, from one of the parents of one of the kids that was helped.
Yeah, and this is what's amazing. Wow, thank you. This is going to make it much easier to get through this with it. I had a lady who wrote me after I did the draw a picture thing, and I got this email this morning. It's a great way to start your day. Swampy, can I call you Swampia? I was absolutely delighted to donate to an incredible cause with an awesome doodle being a delightful bonus. I don't know if you needed to see the confirmation, but I attached it. Our son Noah was just diagnosed with autism 6 months ago. So this has been a whirlwind of a new journey for us as parents to our incredible, beautiful 3-year-old boy who struggles so much to communicate. Some days are so good, his eyes lighting up as he points and yells, sky, tree, train. Other days are full of screaming and crying when he struggles to understand, and we can only hold him and love him through it. I'm not getting...
No, stay with it.
I have tears to my eyes as I write this. It's so heartbreaking to know your child is trying to communicate with you or otherwise learn and grow, and to then realize that as parents, you're not enough for what your child needs. There have been so many tears, but the joy that therapy opportunities can provide special needs children are not just a godsend because of how they can help children like Noah, but also because of the assurance, the hope, and the comfort they offer to parents who are on this long and difficult but immensely rewarding road. My husband and I are going to an Ed Sheeran concert here next month as our first date alone together since before we had Noah. It's just a simple outing and seems silly to mention, but that regular time together is one of the things we quickly let go of as we just tried to do whatever we could to help Noah, often feeling like we were failing him. Now he's working with 3 therapists who are incredible, and he's getting ready to start preschool in the fall at a place that specializes in children with special issues, autism, and other special needs. This is a long way of explaining that this special preschool, just like a Walk on Water, would not be here for children like Noah to thrive if it weren't for the people like you bringing attention and support to such a significant cause. Just saying thank you seems too simple for the intensity of the gratitude I feel, but it will have to suffice. So thank you, and thanks so much. You're making a greater difference than you'll ever know. Sincerely,
Tara Griffin. So, there you go.
Woo! Swampy.
It's dusty in here, brother.
Yeah, very dusty.
I think that, you know, I've been a friend of yours for several years now, and you're a man that I absolutely adore. Have a deep love for, and we've all been touched by what it is that you're talking about. I can't make the event this weekend, but I'm going to get in touch with you and transfer $1,000 to Walk on Water and support of the event for you,
dude. Okay, great. Now I get to cry some more. Thanks. Can we do something really funny now just to lighten this up?
Can't we have Katie pee in something?
I can
again?
Drink some ranch dressing soda because Katie, come eat something.
This is Rusty Coons from Sons of Anarchy. I got Emilio here. He was the Mayan president.
Yes.
And I just want to say when we're on the track, you're my bro, but no more. One other thing I want to say is Swampy was mentioning we're going to be signing body parts. That's true. We're going to have a booth signing body parts. Emilio is going to sign all the men's body parts. I'm going to sign all the women's body parts.
Did you flip a coin?
So all you women come to my line. All the men go to Emilio's.
I thought you were going
to
say just car body parts. I'll sign your fender.
Your chassis.
So that means that Shake and Bake is off the hook now, bro? Is that happening? Is that what it is? I want my own now, bro. All right? That's good.
You're on your own when we're on the track, brother. Believe me.
All right.
Well, one more time. The event is this weekend. And I'll give the event, but Swampy, for somebody who can't make the event but they want to make a donation, how do they go about doing that?
Go to www.awalkonwater. There's a place there where you can go ahead and buy a virtual ticket. You can just donate whatever amount you want, say $1,000. I thought that was a great amount. Anything you do helps out. And it's really just a struggle to try to make sure we get this opportunity out to as many kids and families as we possibly can. So take a look at the website, figure out ways to give, what you can do. Every little bit helps, and we are deeply appreciative of everything that everybody does.
And for us social media addicts, is there a Twitter handle? Is it on Facebook?
You can follow it at a Walk on Water. One is the Twitter handle for A Walk on Water. The event is hashtagged Racing 4, the number 4, AWOW, AWOW.
Great.
Which I love. On my show, I'm the head of the organization without a cool acronym, AUCA. And my charity work is for AWOW, which has a genuinely cool acronym.
The event is this weekend.
It's much better.
It is at the Irwindale Speedway. It is NASCAR King Taco Catering Napa Auto Parts Spring Classic 150 this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock.
Which is
tons
the
of celebrities.
Greatest name ever for a race.
Swampy,
King
gentlemen.
Taco's
King
cool.
Taco makes it.
Yeah.
Oh, King Taco is the best crap in the world. Swampy, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. The best of luck with your event, and we'll speak soon, Swampy.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Thank you for your gift, but really just thank you for letting us come in here and talk about this on your show. And I'd just like to say I'm like one of the other listeners who you spoke to recently. I don't like your show. I mean, I like your show, everything except for the things that I don't like. So if you could do less of the things that I don't personally like, I think your show would be better. So try to do that, would you?
It certainly will.
That guy was the best call ever.
Wait, are you also mad that Mark doesn't live here because you also want to bring him a pizza?
Yeah, what the heck is that, man? Why? Because, dude, it's...
Let me tell you, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning again, after doing it for 30 years, it's a young man's game. I walk downstairs now and do the show at 9 in the morning.
It's a hero.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
No, not at all.
Gentlemen, again, thank you. We have much more to come. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. Uncle Joe is in here giggling because he knows what he's got for the 10 at 10.
I guess I could share, huh? 1977, an amazing year for polyester, but the music was fantastic. And I'll be playing 10 of those. Out of the hundreds, I've selected 10, or we're working on 10. And the sound's 10 at 10, supported by AAMCO. Transmissions, a whole lot more. If your car isn't feeling right or a service light is on, log on to AAMCOSocal.com for your nearest AAMCO center. Tell them your Uncle Joe sent you, and they'll know exactly how to take care of you.
What do you have against polyester?
tomorrow on the Mark in the Morning program, we've got our Friday Frenzy. This week is Fleetwood Mac. In studio, we've got Brittany Snow, one of the writers that wrote on the Justin Bieber roast. He'll be in the room. But Brian Williams, the embattled Brian Williams, he reached out and asked if he could join us on the program. So tomorrow, we speak with Brian Williams.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.